Welcome back. This is episode 33, The Four Dimensions of Time and Our Time Targets. So, as we learned last episode, time is an emotion. When you love what you're doing, time disappears. When you're out of control and you hate what's going on, time takes forever. And so we have four dimensions of time. And I'm going to do my best to explain this. I actually was doing a training with Tony Robbins where he went through these, and I thought this is the perfect time to bring this to the podcast because we just talked about time blindness. So I'm going to dive in, and I want you to picture this like a target. We're going to work from the outside and we're going to work in towards the bullseye, okay? And like, we spend time in all of these dimensions, but your balance might be off. And so we're going to talk a lot about whether you feel stressed or whether you feel fulfilled, because I have lived and breathed by a to-do list. My Janning process that I mentioned in the last episode has helped me not be a slave to my to-do list, and my to-do list definitely feel less daunting, and they are not nearly as long because I make a giant list for the whole week. I don't have that long list every day so that I won't forget it. But anyways, I digress. So starting in the outer ring, all right, this is the dimension of distraction. And we go here when we want to change the way we're feeling. We want an escape. So this is scrolling social media. This is eating, mindless eating, binge eating to make yourself feel better. This is texting, talking, you know, can be gossiping, talking, chatting. They are not urgent and not important. And that's what I want you to remember. These are not urgent and not important things. And we do them. We spend time here to escape, to change the way that we feel. Like, I know my husband follows sports, all kinds of sports. This is probably where his non, like, Pittsburgh teams would fall. Like, following all the other sports that goes on in the league is an escape for him. It is his dimension of distraction. And that isn't a bad thing. It's okay to have those things, but how much of your time do you spend here? Because having some time where you watch TV or you read a magazine or you watch the news or you do sports or you have a hobby or you are scrolling social media or you're doing those things like that, there isn't anything wrong with having a little bit of time to escape or in the dimension of distraction. But for people that are really stressed, they spend a lot of time here, too much time here. And so the goal is to become aware of where you are spending your time in these four dimensions. So as we go through this, I want you to, if you need to pause, if you need to come back in the replay, whatever, because I do go live in the Hot Mess Success community on Facebook, which you should definitely join if you aren't already a member. It's okay to do these things, but I want you to write down what kind of things you do here. And if you really can't think about it from last week, be aware of it this week. Where are you spending time and how much time? Is it half an hour a day? Is it 2 hours a day? Like, how much time is that a week? Because we always say we want more time. to do the things. And I also encourage you to write down what are the things that you would do if you had more time, because we are hopefully going to create some more time here. And to be aware of where what you would like to do in that time, maybe you'll actually do it. So moving on to the next circle inside the target. And so this is the dimension of delusion. And so if you remember, the outside is our escape, our distraction, and it is not urgent, not important tasks. Not urgent, not important. Doesn't mean that you can't have them. That's just facts being facts, right? So we have our things that we use to distract us that are not important and not urgent. Maybe it sounds like I'm being a bit repetitive, but repetition is the mother of all skill. So then we go in and we have the dimension of delusion. And this is urgent, but not important. Now, whether you invest emotion, so you're thinking in this stage, or you're stressing about things, so whether you are investing your emotions or actual time and activities, these are things that might be urgent because we didn't do them when they were just important, right? So you make yourself think it's urgent so that you can feel important. And that is part of the delusion, right? So again, some honesty, some deep interflection in here. But once you realize where you are spending your time, that's step one in changing how you spend your time, is becoming aware and then changing the pattern, right? So this is checking emails, replying to messages, replying to text messages, checking notifications, for me, making and updating my to-do lists, packing for trips 3 weeks in advance, making extra trips to school for kids. I want you to write down what some of yours are. And emails are a big one, because is it really urgent? Like taking a phone call when you are doing something important is a perfect example of delusion. You don't have to take that phone call in that second just because that person is calling you, but because they're calling you, it feels urgent, right? So if you're doing something important and you get a phone call, well, I understand, maybe it's the school and, you know, your kids, or if you have a job where you have to answer that phone, I recommend trying to work out a time block where you have a time where you do nothing but phone calls and check-ins, even if that is 15 minutes an hour, even if that is half of it, or the opposite. Maybe you have times where you don't take phone calls, but that's a big one. Fortunately, I hate taking phone calls unless I know I have to, so I don't do that a lot, but I will say it is a very big distraction, and it feels urgent. Like, you can be talking to somebody and having a very important conversation and their phone keeps ringing, and then you say, like, are you going to get that? And I mean, yes, I would silence it so it stops ringing, but can you be present in that moment? Do you have to take the phone call? Do you put so much stress on yourself to be in the urgent things all the time? That's the delusion. You know, the phone call is such a great example because it is someone else's agenda happening on your time. Just because you get a phone call at that moment, it is urgent because it is time sensitive. It is happening right then, but that doesn't mean it's important. And it doesn't mean it's more important than the thing you're doing. And that's what I want you to remember. That's what I want you to take away from this. Just because it may seem urgent on someone else's timeline, that doesn't make it urgent on ours. Do you make yourself believe that it's urgent so that it feels important? So that you feel important? Think about that, and then think about the things that are on this list for you. Next, working, this is the most inner ring other than our bullseye, right? So we are as close to the bullseye as we can get. And this is where the achievers live. They love this place. This is the dimension of demand. We love to make things demanding because that is what makes us feel significant. It is what motivates us and moves us and gets us to do the things. ADHDers tend to live here. One, we are achievers because we are constantly seeking out and chasing dopamine, growth. We don't like when things are boring or stale, except for myself personally. My nutrition can be boring and stale, but for me, I think that's more of a habit thing. But life cannot be boring or stale for me. I must grow. I must be challenged. I must try something new. That's why our hyperfixations are always changing. But that's the last episode. So this is your must list. These are the things that are urgent and important. Now, they might be urgent because you procrastinated to do them when they were just important, and now they are urgent and important. This is where the ADHDers live. Because we really thrive off of that demand. The demand for us to do this right now, a deadline. I was literally just saying, like, if I have a deadline for something a month from now, I'm probably not starting it this week. Or I might start with the planning and then get lost in the steps and be like, oh, I don't know. And then end up doing it the week or the night before. Do you feel seen? So becoming aware of this and learning and realizing that a lot of it is our timing because we spend too much time in delusion or distraction, those items that would be in the next dimension, in the good place, the important and not urgent, where we feel fulfilled and we feel pulled instead of pushed. We're spending time in those other dimensions, and now these things have been put off until they are urgent and they are important. The thing I want you to know and understand most about this dimension is we usually create more stress for ourselves than is necessary here. Because we put off things, because we make everything urgent and important, because we didn't do it when it was just important, we are adding stress to our lives. This is the biggest dimension that differs between stress and fulfilled. This one and the next one. There is just a small difference, and it's the urgency. Both areas are important, but they're not both urgent. And a lot of that we have control over. We control when we do the things and when we don't do the things. And listen, I have ADHD too. I get it. I know and I understand, but we thrive in that demand cycle. But every time we do that, we are putting ourselves in stress. We are adding more stress to ourselves. And we keep doing it. It's a cycle of stress. It's a cycle of demand. Do you see yourself here? Writing down where are the things that are urgent and important that you spend your time on for each of these dimensions, I want you to actually think about it. And if you can't do it for last week, I get it, ADHD. I had to literally look through my planner. I write down, if you have a bunch of to-do lists, this might be easier for you because you can go back and look through your to-do list for the week and ask yourself, or as you're making a to-do list, label them. Is this, and simply with the important and urgent. Is it important? Is it urgent? Is it both? Is it one or the other? Like, is this important? Check. Is this urgent? No. Is this important? No. Is this urgent? Yes. Like, go through each thing on your to-do list and give it a category. Because a lot of times we are spending so much of our time and our to-do list for other people's to-do list. Other people's things, other people's tasks, other people's schedules, not ours. Today, I was like, oh, I could go to the store. I had about an hour before I have to leave and go get my daughter. I thought, oh, I could go to the store because we need some groceries. Or I could record this podcast that I already took the notes for. So I was already ready to take the podcast. And today, if I did the podcast, it's important, but it's not urgent because I'm actually doing it before I would have needed to do it. And the grocery store, is it important? Sure. Is it urgent? No. But that is not the best use of my kid-free time. The best use of my kid-free time in this last hour is recording a podcast because I can't do that when they're home. And I can go to the grocery store when they are. And so when you look at your to-do list or your tasks in this way, it leaves you feeling better. You do more of what fills you up versus what you are pouring out or doing for others. And that's so important, especially if you want to feel like you have more time, spend more time doing the things that light you up. Now, in that list of if I had more time, what would I do more of? It was teaching, training, podcasts. I want to learn ASL. I want to become fluent in sign language. That's one. I even wrote down singing lessons because I kind of always wanted those. So I wrote down my personal things of if I had more time, what would I do with it? Salt caves. I wrote salt caves down in there too. I wrote things that I would want to do, not because I have to, not because I have a deadline, because I enjoy doing them. They make me feel fulfilled. My nonprofit was also on there, which, oh, spoiler alert, this is just for this episode because it came to my mind. I am getting trained this month in March. It's a leap day. It is February 29th. It is Tony Robbins' birthday. Happy birthday, Tony Robbins, sweet 16. Anywho, in March, I am getting trained on QEEGs so that I can start scanning and start building the nonprofit and changing the world. So that is super exciting just for this episode. But I went through and thought about all the things that I would want to do with more of my time so that when I go through these dimensions and I get clear and I can shift some of the focus, that I can do more of those things. So when I looked at that, I already knew that on my list and I thought, okay, grocery store, or something that I would want to spend more time doing. It was a pretty obvious choice at that point. So, like on the putting off, a good example is going to the doctor. Well, if you never go to the doctor, you probably only need to go when it's pretty urgent. But if you would have went on a regular basis and you would have done the things that you're supposed to do to take care of yourself, let's be adults here, then it wouldn't be urgent. It's important. Your health is always important, but it is not always urgent, or it doesn't have to be urgent. I understand that things happen, But if you're doing all the things and going for all the routine checks, chances are it's not going to be as urgent as if you put it off for a decade. And that's a perfect example of what are we putting off that ends up being urgent, that demands our time right there, that could have possibly been dealt with less stress at a different time. And that's the goal here, is to go from stressed to feeling fulfilled, because that changes everything. Everything changes if you can shift from stressed. Let's go for the quote unquote cliche blessed, right? All right, so we understand why ADHDers live in this last dimension, because we struggle with executive function and dopamine, and we need that demand. And achievers need that demand too. If you always spent your time in the bullseye, which is the zone, this is the last dimension, and this is the zone, and this is where things are important but not urgent. Important but not urgent. This is the time, this is the place where you feel fulfilled, where you're doing things because you're doing things. Like, so you're exercising, you're taking care of your health. For me, it was exercising, meal prep, my personal development. For last week, it was the Zoom call that I had with another nonprofit so that I can actually start doing scans and launch this without having to fund $1 million to start. It's not urgent, but it was very important. And this is the zone. This is the place that leads you to do more, that fills you up, that leaves you feeling fulfilled by your schedule instead of stressed. And we choose when we do things. And the more aware you are of that, the better choices you will make. My podcast was in here last Monday. We spent the day as a family. That was in there. It wasn't urgent, but it was important. Friendships, relationships can be in here. My daughter's brain scan last week was in here. My Janning that I do every Sunday is in here. Going to the Fleet Feet shoe store to get proper shoes and things for my plantar fasciitis to reduce my pain was on here. It's not urgent, but it's important. But if I kept putting it off, it would get to the point that it was urgent and important, and it would demand my attention. And so the more you stay in the zone, the more you choose where your time, your attention, your emotions, and your energy live. And that is how you change your life. Right there. And last week we did our taxes and we filed our taxes, and that was important, but it wasn't urgent. Oh, how many times have we filed our taxes April 15th? So many times, I can't even tell you, because I used to only live in the demand. It was like that was my home and my core and my center. And it was actually pretty cool when I went through this earlier today. And I'm in the zone more than any of the other categories. And I share this with you because I did not start here. I did not start here. I have become very intentional with my energy and my time. And I'm here now. And the best I can do is breadcrumbs, teachings, trainings to help you get there too. So I want you to look through what percentage, if you need to pause the podcast, if you need to come back to the replay, what percentage of your time do you spend in each dimension? And then if I asked you, if you were stressed last week, what would you say? Were you stressed? Or did you feel good, productive, and fulfilled? Because by your answer alone, I can gauge where the majority of your time is being spent or not being spent. So the average stressed person spends 10 to at most 25% of their time in the zone. But they spend 40 to anywhere to 80% of their time in the urgent and important category. And when you're going through these, you will probably, the urgent and important category is the easiest to remember, to write down, right? Because we think everything is urgent. We think everything's important because we have trained ourselves to feel that way. So we feel more important, more significant. So we accomplish more, right? And then you'll probably also pretty easily identify your dimension of distraction. Where do you go to escape? What do you do to escape? That one's pretty easy for people to remember. But the delusion is harder because we are literally lying to ourselves. It is a delusion. And so it's harder to see where that is for you. And the zone is a little harder because, again, we live in a sense of urgency. Everything is at our fingertips right now. You can get anything you want delivered to your house today or tomorrow. It's insane how quickly we can get anything we want. So everything seems urgent. For some people, we wouldn't know what to do without a sense of urgency. We would never do anything without a sense of urgency. So we think everything is urgent and important. Or you are still living in a state of such stress that you can't do the things when they're just important, and you are only living in that everything is urgent and important zone because you put it off. I've lived there too. I have definitely have times in my life where I didn't have a zone. Everything felt like life or death. And that's a whole other episode for trauma, but I've definitely been there. So for me, when I did this, I was 55 to 60% in the zone. And it was about 15% in the other areas, the other dimensions each. And I'm okay with that. I have a personal goal to stay 50% or above in the zone. And so that still gives me other areas because I don't ever want to say you can't have any distraction. Nobody's perfect, and I need some distraction. Sometimes I do like to just zone out, right? Or change the way I think or feel. And that's not a bad thing. But it's not where I'm spending most of my time. And that's what matters. People that feel fulfilled versus stressed are typically 40, 50, 60, or even 70 and above percent in the zone. Just being aware of this when you make your to-do list, when you have your daily to-do list, looking at your to-do list will probably change your percentage. And last week I felt fulfilled and productive, and most of my time was spent in the zone because I do the things that are important. And trust me, I wasn't always this way. I cannot believe that I am doing all of this unmedicated with ADHD. It's truly mind-blowing and remarkable, but instead of dancing around the thought or the activity for hours or days, I just do it and I save myself all the headache and all the trauma and all the extra emotions, the blame, shame, the guilt, all those things. And then I actually get the reward of feeling productive and accomplished. And that is the motivator to do it again. Well, I'm squeezing in this podcast today, but you know what? After I'm done, I'm going to feel so damn good for this week. It is unbelievable. That's why I push through and do the things now, because I know how good I feel after I do them. And I felt like shit my whole life not being able to do them. So it is very much a full circle moment for me, but I want to be very real that I wasn't always here. But if I wasn't always here and I am now, then you can too. So you have to be honest with yourself about your level of control. More time comes not from changing your schedule, but changing your level of fulfillment. That's our whole thing on the target, right? Because again, when we love what we do, time disappears. It doesn't exist. But if we're out of control and we hate what we're doing, time stands still. We still need to make sure that we are focusing on the things that we can control. Because if you're putting things on your lists that you can't control, you're just adding stress. You're just adding stress because there's no guarantee for that. You can't actually control if it happens or not. What are things that you can control? I will tell you. Yourself, your focus, how you feel inside, what emotions you are feeling, your attitude about something. And you can control what things mean to you. You control what meaning you give things. That is what you can control. So now that we know what we can control, you can also influence. So you can't control other people, but you can influence other people. You can influence your coworkers. You can influence your spouse. You can influence your kids. You cannot control your kids. You cannot control your spouse. You cannot control your coworkers. You cannot control anyone else. You can only influence them. And the better you get at influencing yourself and changing and controlling your thoughts and emotions, meanings, the better chance you have of influencing those around you in a way that is meaningful and caring. You can't make someone else do anything. All you can do is shift the focus on what you can control. Yourself, your mood, your focus, how you feel, how you act, how you react, your attitude about something, what meaning you give the situation. That is where your control is, and that alone. Influence. You can influence others, but you cannot influence people from a place of control. And you shouldn't influence others from a place of destruction. So that is why we are here. That is why we are doing the work. That is why we are learning and figuring shit out so that we can influence the people we love by bettering ourselves. And then there are things that you can't control and you can't influence. And this is the weather, the past. But yet we spend so much time and stress worrying about them, trying to control them when we can't. So you need to look at your dimensions of time and see where you are spending that time. And then you need to get real about where is your control? Where are you putting your control? Are you working on controlling yourself? Are you trying to control someone else? Are you doing what you need to do so that you can influence? Are you stuck in places that you can't control and can't influence? Because that is a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time to stress about the past, to stress about the weather, to stress about things that you cannot control and you cannot influence. That's all I have. That's all my notes. And I did it. 35 minutes on the recording. Woohoo. All right. I do not know what the next episode is, but I do know that I will be recording it next week. And because I love it. It is important, but not urgent. All right. Cheers to you and your new dimensions of time. I would love your feedback. Answer the questions, go back through, and actually treat it like an exercise. Write down the things, and not even just the things. How much time do you spend per week doing those things? You might have more time than you think. All right, that's it for today. Thanks. See you next time.